This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Trev in the Bronx.
What's going on, Dave? Hey, Rick, how you feeling?
He hurt his toe, Trev.
I think he can survive. He was a hockey player, Dave. He's okay.
But Dave would be in the hospital right now.
It happened to you because you tempted fate, and I said, I hope you stub your toe terribly. And then it happens, and you say, I need to not tempt you anymore. And then 30 minutes into the show, you're starting already?
You'd be in the hospital. Emergency room.
All right.
Ambulance.
All right. You want to play? Let's dance.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
You're going to need him to diddy bop
on 98.7 ESPN.
See, that's better.
This is what I'm talking about, Santiago.
That's right. See, we challenge you, Ray, and you come out firing.
I don't know. I don't feel like this has the same energy. I thought it fit with...
The same energy. The thing you played before, it was like a funeral procession.
It still had more energy than this.
No way.
This fits with the
but
open
this
that
at least
had,
makes but... sense of the theme of the show.
Yes, it's topical. It gets the people going. It's what they want. It
that
ties everything together.
I can't find a song that fits in with, you know, Dave using his powers for evil.
Dave diddy bop. Why don't you diddy bop for us, Dave?
Not diddy bopping for anyone.
By
I
the way, I wish
I don't remember what I said.
Okay, here's why this show should be on TV. So anyone wondering what Dave does during the break? So he starts burying a water as if he's running the Boston Marathon and people are passing out water. So he finishes the water bottle and then just throws it over the empty water bottle, just right over the head.
You saw that? Why are you leering at me during the break?
I'm hydrated. Here's the water. Take it. It's done. It's empty.
I was done. If I showed you what I have over there on the couch... It looks like the show Hoarders. I haven't cleaned up the water bottles in weeks.
This is the pile of water bottles.
There's a pile of water bottles and protein bar wrappers on the couch.
Why don't you get a... There's no trash can down there?
No.
Why don't we get a trash bag, maybe?
Well, I'm going to do that at some point. And actually, it's interesting you bring that up. Tomorrow's garbage day. So it would make sense for me to clean it all up today and then put it out with the trash tomorrow.
By the way, can I just mention how much I love the company we use that takes our garbage.
Oh, I thought you were saying the company.
No, I love the company. Everyone knows I adore the company.
Wait, but need to hear how much you like the company that hauls your garbage away?
Well, you're going to be jealous, I think.
What do you mean the company you use? It's in your taxes.
No, it's not. No, we have to use, we're responsible for our own garbage.
You don't have the town come by and clean up your garbage?
No, you get to choose, I guess. I don't know. I don't. Cassie handles it, but I don't want to get into the weeds with who picks up the garbage.
You are showing us your wealth, though.
No,
by
I'm not
this
trying to
comment,
show you...
your wealth has been very well defined.
No, I
Go
don't
ahead.
Think the sanitation is included. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to admit, I don't know. All I'll say is this, because you're getting me off topic, is not only did they pick it up, they noticed that we didn't have the garbage out. They texted Cassie to make sure that she didn't forget to get the garbage out. Hey, we're outside. Notice there's no garbage. Can you come put it out? So we didn't miss garbage day. I mean, how about that?
Yeah, but you know what this is? It's saying you spend so much money. Like, they probably feel guilty. We're charging... Joey! How much do we charge the DPHROs? What? All right, include the tech service for them. I mean, they feel guilty that they're taking advantage of you.
No, they're just nice people is
no,
what they are.
No, they don't. You think they care? You really think that they're out there and then the guy's like, hey, Steve, the DPHRO's garbage.
Yes,
not
they
out
care.
Here.
They're professionals.
No.
They're great at what they do.
No,
they have
they
tremendous
don't
relationships.
Care. No, they realize that they're milking you for all your hard-earned money. And now they're like, you know what? To keep them satisfied, we've got to send the wife a text. So she says, no, you know what, Steve? We're good, but thank you.
No, we weren't good. We had forgot. But I tell you, you know how business savvy I am. You think I would be getting milked right now? Of course not. You know better than that.
No, absolutely not. Time for a little Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. See, now I think this will be a better segment because Raymond started with a better version of music.
I just hope CMT is better today because last week was a
remember
a
how
trainer.
Bad RJ was
oh,
last
my,
week?
It was horrific.
You know why?
He was checked out. He's going to Vegas.
That's exactly right. He had one foot on the plane.
One foot on the plane, just got like, pool party. piano bars.
That's right.
Yeah, no, you really Vegas, lived it up in old Vegas. Vegas. Guy was all over the place.
The only guy that goes to Vegas and doesn't gamble his head off. The guys that
or eat
piano bars and pool parties, and it's very strange. All right, let's get to these couple of Yankees calls, and then we'll get to the Rob Sala sound, and then we'll get into the Jets. How's that sound to you?
That's a nice little menu.
See, this is what we do. Joe and Merrick. Good morning, Joe. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, guys. First off, I want to just say how happy I am that you guys are on the air in the morning. I used to have to listen to the AM side, and I wanted to slit my wrist with those messes.
Wow.
But more importantly,
I like taking shots. Good for you, Joe. Good for you.
More importantly, the Yankees, the disaster that is Cashman. The only reason he has a job is because I think they still give him credit for stuff that he didn't do. That dynasty that was created was Gene Michael and Bob Watson, had nothing to do with him. He gets credit for it. They're just asinine. They take Stanton. And instead of waiting another year and they could have had Bryce Harper, if Bryce Harper and Machado on that team right now, you're looking at a whole different type of team that probably would have won a World Series in the last couple. But no, he stays with his nightmares. My last point, and I'm sorry, I'm just babbling away.
No,
right
I
now,
love it. I'm a big fan of the babble. Go ahead.
And my last point, you know, sometimes you don't want what you wish for. The Yankees won 18 years without winning a World Series because Steinbrenner kept throwing money at garbage and bringing old-timers in and trading our free agents away. So hopefully Cohen lets the baseball minds run the show and does spend, but not overdo it like Steinbrenner did back in the late 80s, throughout the whole 80s. And that's all I have for you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
It's a nice call.
That's a great call. He's upset. He's frustrated. Yeah, listen, I mean, again, I know no fan wants to hear that, you know, their team isn't always trying to win championships. I mean, they had a down year, the Yankees, last year. They won 92 games. And again, I mean, if you think that the playoffs is the postseason's a crapshoot, then, you know, the more often you're in, the better chances you have to eventually get to a World Series.
And they'll get in, but are they going to be poised for a run? And I would think that that's probably not going to happen. Let's go to Khalif in Newark. Good morning, Khalif. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going good.
Hey, I don't know why Yankee fans are so upset. Like, I love the moves they made. Like, yeah. It to me, Khalifa, whatever the hell his name is, good shortstop, can't hit worth a lick. But
hey, it's all right.
I love it. I love it. And the reason I love it even more is because I'm a Mets fan.
Oh,
so
look
I
at
love
you.
Seeing Yankee fans be miserable.
It does feel nice. You're right. I don't disagree with that at all.
I love it. Yeah, but you're not fair, Khalif. Like you're a Mets fan, so you're going to take extra enjoyment, and maybe your opinion is not as valid as a Yankees fan opinion. No.
Of course, they make fun of me all the time for being a Mets fan. They talk about it nonstop. You're miserable. Oh, your Mets don't do nothing. They haven't won since '86. This, I love it. I'm loving it. Keep it going, Cashman. I love it.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. You can love it now, and then you'll look up, and the Yankees will be back in the postseason, win over 90 games. So, I mean, we don't have, outside of what we've done this offseason, I mean, let's face it. I mean, last year was an embarrassment as Mets fans. What happened? Spend that much time in first place and then finish under 500?
Yeah, but you gotta feel differently this year.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You can, but the season hasn't even started yet. Like, all we're looking at is offseason moves.
By the way, people all over you on Twitter.
What did I do now?
All Peter VG. Never heard of a waste management crew texting customers. Someone must tip very, very well come holiday time.
Okay, so that's my... So how they all over me? I'm being nice. They do me a service.
DJ company.
I tip well.
I work... DJ company. I work for a sanitation company. It's called a subscription service, but we don't send out text messages. If it ain't out, that's on you.
Well, okay, so that's why I brought attention to the fact that they do me a solid, and I appreciate it. Maybe they're listening
because,
right now.
Because they can't imagine that you would spend money on this service.
Or are they jealous? Are they jealous that the people they work for don't tip the way I tip? I'm big into tipping. I believe in it.
I think everybody believes in it.
Well, not the way, obviously, that I believe in it.
Well, what do you tip people?
I can't tell you that.
You go out for a meal, service is good. What level of tipping are you going?
Nowadays, I'm a heavy tipper.
30%.
What
are you, 30%?
At least 30, yeah.
At least 30.
I'm picking up food. I'm picking up food. Not even eating at the restaurant. I'm tipping heavy.
You know what? And this is and forget. I'm not going to do this.
No, you should do it. You should do it.
No,
do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Expose yourself.
Now I'm going to get made fun of, and I'm a bad guy, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah, expose yourself. You don't tip when you pick up food.
That's right.
It's embarrassing.
That's right.
With all these restaurants struggling around, you don't tip. It's an embarrassment.
Well, I tell you what. I didn't used to. But now with the pandemic, I've started to give them a little something when I actually go to pick up the food. But I'm tipping based on the service when I go and I sit down and eat at the restaurant. When I'm picking up a pizza, why am I tipping for that?
Well, because you're tipping because, I mean, these restaurants are struggling. I mean,
well,
people
now I do it. Now I do it. But why ordinarily am I tipping if they get a box of pizza ready for me?
You got the cheap.
That's not service.
Well, it is service. You're being serviced. They're making you your dinner. And then they're bringing it up.
And I'm paying for it.
I mean, you see how expensive food is now? These restaurants are struggling. You got to take care of these people. Maybe if you took care of these people, you get a phone call once in a while. Maybe you wouldn't get triple plowed. I mean, you're the one getting taken advantage of, not me.
I'm not getting taken advantage of.
I get the single plow. Boom, one time. Wait. I get the text message. You want us to plow now? Nope. Let's wait. One plow. Boom. Done.
Text messages from the garbage people. You're amazing.
They're texting my wife right now. See, they're listening. They're texting my wife right now. Should I be concerned about that? I mean, is there something you think going on?
Maybe.
Should I
maybe
be
there is.
Should I be worried?
Maybe
is that,
you should
is trash,
be.
Is trash code for something?
Well, yeah. The fact that the garbage man is texting your wife. Hey, Cass, you're
6'12".
Your garbage hasn't been left out, if you know what I mean. You know what? I think it's a very valid point. You're going to walk in one day from hockey practice. You go upstairs. There's going to be garbage strewn all over the bedroom.
Why are you putting this out there? You saw what happened to my toe. Now you're trying to ruin my marriage?
Well, I'm not wishing for that. The toe I wished for. I would never wish for that, for your wife to cheat on you. That would upset me.
Is your trash out? It's not trash. It's not garbage day today.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to tell me the milkman does the same thing, aren't you? Let's go to John and Elizabeth. Good morning, John. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to say, I grew up in Teaneck in Bergen County, and our garbage men did the same thing. They would come behind the house to take your garbage because you couldn't put it out to the curb. And these guys were amazing. If the garage was open, they'd be like, you need anything thrown out of there? My father would say, yeah, sometimes could you grab this? They would take everything. And, of course, you know, come the holidays, whatever, you took care of them. You tipped them well. And, like, everything was gone. They were phenomenal.
See, this is what I'm talking about, John. This is what I'm talking about. Christmas trees, whatever it is, because you tip them well, you take care of them, they take care of you. Dave doesn't understand because he doesn't tip people.
No, that's not true. I tip.
He's cheap.
That's not true. Don't put the word cheap into my mouth. I tip beautifully. I don't understand why I go to a restaurant normal times. Why if I ordered like a chicken parm hero, so it's a $9 sandwich. Now I'm giving $12? What sense does that make?
Well, because they're making you your lunch.
Well, so
beautiful
what?
Chicken parm. I mean, they're sitting there. They're working. Business might be slow.
If you're waiting on me, going above and beyond, you're going to get a generous tip. I go, listen, we went out for lunch the other day. A gorgeous tip. Gave a 25% tip. That's very attractive. But I'm not giving a tip when I'm ordinarily. Now is different because of what's going on. But ordinarily, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be bullied into your way of life where, oh, I'll just tip you extra money. And that way you give me the text when things are
See,
questionable.
Now, okay, let's really just throw it out all on the table here. When we're in the city, we're parking in the parking garage. Who had the spot up front?
You know what else? I can't afford the life you live.
Stop it. You're well off. I see
how,
where you grew
how
up.
How much were you
I
tipping the guy?
I see where you grew up.
How much that man that would keep your car right there in front, how much did you tip him every day?
I don't know, $5-$10 every day?
Well, you know what? I don't have it. I mean, $10 a day, that's $50 a week.
Exactly right. They
that's a lot of
it.
Money for me.
You know how much
I don't
time
have it growing out of my ears like you. I don't get checks from a job I don't have anymore. That's not a life I live.
That was an unnecessary shot right there.
Well, you know what? You took shots at me earlier. You want to go? Let's go.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why? I said nothing that's not true. Nothing that's not true.
I sense some jealousy in that.
There's a ton of jealousy.
Maybe you wish you did. Maybe you wish you did.
Of course I wish I did, but I don't, and you do, and because of it, you could tip $50 a week.
Did you know DiPietro is Italian for Benia? Yeah,
I don't have an extra $2,000 a year to spend on tipping so my car is kept close. I'll give my $2 a day, and you can bury my car, and when I show up, pull it out of the bowels of where of the parking system.
How about the last time? How about the lady smashed my door, in the parking
garage? See, that's karma. And now you know what you've done? I forgot all about my reads.
They don't do them well anyway.
Beautifully.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What I don't like now is what's happening in our group text. Now I have Ryan Hurley saying, how could you not tip the garbage man? I never said I didn't tip the garbage man. Garbage man gets a tip. The postman gets a tip. The Amazon delivery guy gets a tip. I'm just not of the mindset that if I'm picking up a pizza, I have to increase the amount of money that I leave now for the pie.
Oh, maybe if you just let me cut down a couple of your fantasy baseball leagues, you could afford to tip people when you pick food up.
Why should I cut down on what I enjoy doing?
Well, because I mean, you're lucky enough to have the means to participate in all these fantasy leagues. The least you could do is leave a couple bucks when you pick up your chicken parm sub.
Okay, we're going to hear from Robert Saleh in a minute. You want me to let you right in behind the curtain? All the way in?
I want to be right in the curtain.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what my fee is for these expensive fantasy baseball leagues?
These are expensive leagues now.
Yeah, well, you know what it is?
I want to know.
Zero.
Because you run them.
Because I run them. So I take a free entry into the league.
Look at you.
All right.
You're cutting corners all over the place.
Not cutting corners. It's right there in the rules. Everybody knows. There's 14 players in our baseball league, 13 pay. It's distributed that way. Because you know how much time and effort and energy I put forth? A ton.
Oh, which takes away from the show. I don't know why you have to, because you want a free entry, you have to take control of all these leagues.
I just said something, and now I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, take a back seat once in a while.
No, I'm a leader.
Leader is what you're
not going to take a back seat. No, I'm not going to take a back seat. Let's hear from Robert Saleh, shall we? Because you and I are about to go at it. I don't want that to happen
sleepers? Today. See what you're doing.
What?
Hey, RJ, do you have any baseball sleepers for my league?
Well, what? You know what, RJ, when I said that to you, did you think, God, this is an awful thing he's asking me? No, these are friends that are bonding over fantasy baseball.
You have a problem. I think we all recognize.
What's the problem?
You don't tip people. You're cheap.
No, it's just not factually true.
You're not a man of the people. That's fine. Listen, I'm a man of the people.
I am the people.
No, you aren't the people. You're the cheap people is what you are.
No, we get a water delivery, money out there, tip. Tip, tip, tip.
Busy fixing every bathroom in your house. Maybe you can afford to tip some people.
Tip everybody.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I overtip. Yeah, is what I do.
All you got is the tip.
Can we please hear from Robert Saleh? For the love
of God.
Yeah,
he's my head coach. I'd love to hear from him.
All right, please. Thank you. So here, there's a couple of sound bites we'll systematically go down, and then we'll get to your calls on the Jets. 1-800-919-3776. Robert Saleh, frustrating to miss out on an elite receiver like Tyreek Hill.
It might be a little frustrating, but at the same time, you know, it's anytime you're in a rebuild, like, yeah, I've told you guys a million times, this is number five. And early in the rebuild, that's just what it is. You know, people want to go to the perceived team that's closer to a championship. But at the end of the day, it was like that in San Francisco in 17 and 18. And then you get Kittle and you draft Bosa and you get Richard Sherman in free agency and you add a couple of pieces. And next thing you know, you draft Fred Warner and you hit. And now people just want to come to you. And so there's no panic. There's no panic at all. It does get frustrating, sure, but at the same time, it's something that we've been through, we expect it, and it's something that'll change eventually.
It's a good answer.
No, it's a good answer. It's absolutely a good answer. But, I mean, would Tyreek Hill have helped? Absolutely.
Well, of course he would have, but you can't blame the Jets did nothing wrong.
No, nothing. No, no. I mean, the Jets were used. I mean, that's
but he's
bottom
right.
line what happened.
I mean, you're in a position right now where you're not at the level of a lot of these other teams. So if you were Tyreek Hill, where would you want to go? To the Jets or the Dolphins?
Oh, you're going to, but it was the Dolphins the whole time. Yeah, the Dolphins.
Okay, so that's where he wound up. But at least the Jets got themselves involved. At least you know they're players. They're not going to sit back and just say, this is what we do.
No, because they realize there has to be some sense of, I know they're in rebuild, but some sense of urgency to figure out, you know, to make sure that, you know, they get as much out of Zach Wilson as possible.
Now, speaking of Zach Wilson, here is more of your head coach, Robert Saleh. Expectations for the second-year quarterback.
Love to see Zach own the playbook at a faster clip. Not that he wasn't, you know, his typical rookie learning curve. We're really looking for that recall. And, you know, just the fundamentals, all the different stuff that we're looking for, that's all going to come. But for OTAs, really looking for him to take that step in the right direction with regards to playbook, football 101, absorbing the scheme so he can play a lot faster.
What does that mean? I don't love that.
No, I don't love it either.
Love
it
him
felt like
to
a shot.
The playbook a little bit faster?
I don't know if that's what he meant to say. I think it's to play faster, yeah.
But he said it, and then he kind of repeated it again.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if that was the appropriate way to say it because it sounds like a shot. Because I think what he said is a lot of what you saw with Zach Wilson. Right? I mean, it was almost like he preferred when the play broke down as opposed to just running the play within the offense.
He liked the play that showed off his athleticism, him gunning the ball 50 yards downfield rather than there's a slant pass called for, let's just throw that.
Yeah, let's throw a perfect. Right? I mean, that's it. That's really what you're asking for.
Well, let's
for.
Be fair. In year one, he wasn't able to throw it perfect.
No, I mean, but that was the difference when, you know, all of a sudden Mike White took over and how much different the offense looked. Or even when Joe Flacco took over the offense.
Jets have two kickers now?
Oh, Battle, yeah.
What are they doing?
Got Greg the Leg and Pinheiro.
Why?
Battling.
Why?
Just because competition is good, Dave.
Oh, come on.
Come
that
on.
Kicker?
Competition at every position. Love
okay.
it. Brought in Solomon Thomas. That's not a bad one.
Well,
year
I
deal.
Like that signing.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't mind it at all.
A one-year deal, if he's good, great. If he's not, all right, you move on from him at the end of the year. Here's more from Saleh. This, I think, will make you feel good. Team is making progress right now.
We are closer. I know that we've done a really nice job with Joe and our staff and his staff rebuilding the foundation and replanting a foundation that we can build off of. The locker room is in really good shape. We got tremendous leadership in the locker room. We've got players who want to be here. They're not here because they're overpaid. They're here because they want to be here. And we've got guys who are made of the right mindset. We've got really good football players. And now it's about developing our young guys, continuing the draft, and continuing to close the gap that exists within the division.
And there is a gap still.
It's a big gap, yeah.
And that is to me, and I think he's right. Listen, they're handling things the right way. They seem to be making improvements. They have a ton of draft equity. They went out and spent money in free agency. They've got the young quarterback. Like, all these check marks go for them. But the one thing that really upsets me is this division, in my mind right now, they're clearly four. And this conference, I mean, on a good day, they're probably 12.
Yeah, well, division, conference, I mean, look at the quarterbacks. But again, I mean, that's when you look at where the NFL's at, you have to have the quarterback. So they better hope like hell that Zach Wilson can play, can be that guy.
If Zach Wilson can't play, Joe Douglas will be done and Robert Saleh will not be too far behind him.
That's correct.
More from Saleh on how stacked the AFC is this season.
I feel like when I was in the NFC, it felt the same way where guys just kept jumping ship on the AFC. So it's all cyclical, right? But it's exciting because we get to go compete against them. But it's exciting also to continue to try to close the gap because we feel like we've had a really good offseason. And obviously, we may not have hit the headlines with the star players, but still feel like we took a really good step this offseason. And, you know, it's fun to watch the league work. I mean, it's the world's longest soap opera. So it's pretty cool to watch.
It is awesome to watch.
What's going on with his voice?
It sounded like he was about to cry there, right?
Oh, my goodness. There's cracking all over the place.
Yeah. Like he was coaching a hockey game over the last couple days.
Well, some of us coach kids to give back, you know, tip well, give back to the community. Others of us just choose to run fantasy leagues.
I don't know how
so we can get free entry.
That's a knock on me. I enjoy fantasy sports, and I play them.
Well, I didn't realize that you were such a cheap tipper is all I'm saying.
I'm not a cheap tipper. I'm a very generous tipper.
And oh, by the way, the Jets have four picks in the top 52, which is nice.
You know what I don't like about you is what? That I let you in. I'm honest with you, and now you change the narrative. I never said I was a cheap tipper. If I didn't tip, I tell you I didn't tip. I tip, and I tip generously. I don't understand why I order a dozen garlic knots, and now it's $5, and I have to give $8.
Well, because I think you got to be, recognize where, do you like going to that place that makes the delicious garlic
knots? I love
knots?
It. Okay. Yeah, it's terrific.
Well, can you supplement some of their income? I'm sure they struggled during the pandemic a little bit.
Well, you don't even listen. Forget it. You don't even listen.
No, I listen.
What you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to come on. I'm going to clock in like Fred Flintstone. I'm going to clock out. That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'll be on the Zoom at 4:40. I'll be here. I'll give my 2 cents. I'll do the show, and I'm done. Don't call me after the show. Don't text me in this monstrous group chat we have. I'm done. All right?
I know for a fact Fred Flintstone tipped.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The Final Four tips off in New Orleans this Saturday. Kansas Villanova get the action started in the first game. I believe that's a 6:09 tip-off, followed by Duke and North Carolina in the late game. That should be scheduled for 8:49, if memory serves correctly. This 98.7 ESPN Hoops update brought to you by Corona. Live in the moment. Live la vida mas fina with an ice-cold Corona for 21+. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Very workmanlike of me there. Very.
Yeah, I know who doesn't win a tip-off.
Go ahead.
It would be you. I'm just saying, you don't win any tip-offs. At what point do we get some weather here where we can actually sit down outside, have a nice Corona? Are we going to get there ever?
I hope you never get nice weather.
Well, if I don't get nice weather, you're not going to get nice weather.
You know what? It's worth the sacrifice.
I'll tell you what I will have.
You're such a bad guy.
I'll tell you what I will have. No garbage. All gone. Every garbage day. Gone.
Yeah. Sure. That's
Christmas
fine.
Christmas trees. Gone. Whatever I need, they take it.
Yeah, you're probably paying thousands of dollars a year in garbage removal.
It's worth it.
You're getting milked by them. Be milked by the system is what's happening
care.
To
milk
you.
Milk me, baby. I'll tell you, milk me right now.
So now your garbage man is calling in. All right, Ryan on Rick's garbage truck. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, not much, Rick. I just want to say thanks for the shout-out. We got you covered. No matter what you need, anything, we'll text you. If you leave tickets, put it out. I got you covered, man.
Hey, Ryan, let me ask you a question. Why is there not like garbage removal provided by the town that he lives in?
That I can't answer. That would be a question for my boss.
It's because we choose them, Dave. Because we choose Ryan. We choose the guys because we love them.
Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, are you the one that has Cassie's number and you text her to see if the garbage needs to be put out or not?
That is not me.
That's not you.
That's the boss man that does all that. Yeah.
Oh, of course. It's the boss man.
She's no dummy. She's no dummy. She goes right to the CEO. She's smart.
Yeah. No, she's smart, right?
Oh, easy.
Look at this. Dave, you think that we're milking them for everything, though, Dave? There's no way we would ever milk any of our customers. We're family run. We do it all.
Okay. Salt of the earth, David. Yeah, yeah, see, no, you don't experience fine. Stuff like this because you don't take care of your people.
Ryan, thank you for the call. Take care of my people. Yeah, you're hiring an outside vendor to do something that your taxes are supposed to pay for.
They do a terrific job. A terrific job. Whatever you need, we'll take it. This isn't like your Fakak the plow guy who just savagely abuses you when the snow hits.
Because I told you I'm in a tenuous situation. We're in a cul-de-sac. There's two other houses here, and I can't go against what the other people want.
Okay, you live in a community in a cul-de-sac with three homes, and I'm the one that has the financial means.
All right, you want to play? Let's play. Look at this. You see this? Sleeves rolled up. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw it.
Who has a gate?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who has a gate?
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
Where you drive up to the gate, and hi, RJ Santillo here to see Rick DiPietro. Let me buzz you in when I get to the front. That's you.
I'm going to keep the riffraff out.
Yeah, exactly. I welcome everybody. So, realistically, let's get back to the Jets. We'll go CMT in just a moment. What are you going to see from this team this year? Like, we hear Rob Saleh feels good about it. They've made strides. They're building a foundation, locker room, blah, 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 all that great. What do you expect?
It's important stuff
blah,
to rebuild.
Blah. Give me wins. What do you expect to see wins-wise from the Jets this season?
See, I don't understand why you ask me questions like, what do you expect to see wins-wise? Have you looked at the teams that they're playing?
So should I line myself up for another four wins?
It's going to look more competitive than it looked last year.
Okay.
I'm expecting Zach Wilson to start the season and look more like you saw at the end of last season, where it did look like he took some strides.
How quickly before you panic if Zach Wilson is not good to start this coming season?
Wow. How quickly? I'm going to give him a full month.
A month. So if he has a week one, you're up in Buffalo, and he's brutal, right? 13 of 31, two interceptions, four sacks, struggles mightily. You give him a pass for that. You're going to give him four games, first month, before you determine what he is in your mind this year.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the Jets fan listening hears that and says, I agree, because I don't think there's going to be a ton of patience this year with the Jets. There was last year. I don't know that that carries over to this season.
Well, listen, I mean, do they have to win more than four games? Yeah, I think they have to win more than four games. But, I mean, you're also talking about having historically bad defense last year. They won one road game. They won no games in their division. They were minus 194 points last year.
They haven't won a game in their division since before COVID.
I get it. I know. 0-12 is not great. But, I mean, it did. Outside of the Patriots, I mean, Miami got better for sure. Buffalo got better. I mean, you had Von Miller. I mean, Josh Allen's a stud. It's all going to, again, I think it's possible. Right? I mean, you've seen Robert Saleh comes from San Francisco. And, you know, San Francisco's been able to do with an okay quarterback. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's fine. When he plays, they win. But with a really good team, really good defense. So it's possible. But I would say now, when you look at the AFC, you're going to need more than that. Like, you're going to need your quarterback to be a stud. So what it's going to come down to, I mean, is whether or not Zach Wilson can be a stud. And after listening to some of the stuff Saleh said, I don't love what he said.
No. Let's take a listen to it again, because I think we need to really dissect this a little bit more. Let's take a listen to it again. Here we go. Here is Robert Saleh on the expectations for Zach Wilson.
Love to see Zach own the playbook at a faster clip. Not that he wasn't, you know, his typical rookie learning curve. We're really looking for that recall and, you know, just the fundamentals, all the different stuff that we're looking for. That's all going to come. But for OTAs, really looking for him to take that step in the right direction with regards to playbook, football 101, absorbing the scheme so he can play a lot faster.
Boy, it didn't sit right with me the first time. It sits incorrectly with me again.
It's almost worse the second time when you hear
it. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel good about that at all. It almost makes it sound like Zach Wilson didn't know what the hell was going on last season.
It felt like he was slow to pick everything up, yeah.
And that there's still real concern that he can't pick up on it heading into year two.
I hope that's not the case, though, because man,
I hope so too.
Because Dave, that's one of the controllable things, though, right? Like, there are only so many things you can control in life and sports, and that's one of them. Like, making sure you're putting in the time, make sure you're studying the playbook, make sure you know what's being asked from you. Because I think that was one of the, I mean, again, that was one of the negative things you saw from him last year. Is like he did not. I can only imagine, you know, Mike LaFleur calling plays, and then, you know, play gets called, and he doesn't run the play. Or, like, he's looking for the play to break down so he can show off how, you know, how far he can throw it or what he can do on the move. Like, that's not what being a quarterback's all about.
No, it's not. But here's the thing. I understand growing pains. Like, it makes perfect sense to me. He's a young quarterback. He played at BYU. He didn't play against the highest level of competition. You're being thrown into a team that's not all that good. It makes sense. But to hear your coach say that heading into year two, that was not, I expect this. I expect big strides. I have nothing but confidence. That was... I don't know. I don't think we're reading too much into it. It felt like there was real reservation and some concern there about Zach Wilson.
Yeah, see, that shouldn't even that wouldn't or shouldn't be one of Robert Saleh's concerns at all. That should be prerequisite. That's the minimum. That's the bare minimum. Like, this is year two in the same system, right? Like, that should be a given that he comes in this offseason with a better grasp of the playbook and knows exactly what. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're supposed to be building on this thing, right? Like, that's the beauty of having continuity, having consistencies that you continue to build on the previous year. If you're still worried about him getting to learn the playbook now, I mean, yeah, I would say that's a problem.
But why not? We'll get to the calls in a second on this, 800-919-3776. Why not come out and say, boy, I can't wait for you guys to see what Zach Wilson is going to look like year two. Like from year one to year two, his grasp of the playbook, his handling of teammates, his leadership abilities, like, you're going to see a huge jump. Why not? I mean, I'm not saying he should lie, but that's what you would hope you would hear.
No, you absolutely lie.
All right, but isn't that what you would hope you would hear from a coach?
Well, of course, yeah. You highlight, I mean, what he did, you know, did well at the end of the season. And again, point to the fact this is going to be his second year. I mean, he was a rookie, so there's going to be a learning curve, and now we expect him to come here in year two with the same offense, same offensive coordinator, and take a big step.
Yep. That's what you would hope to hear, and I didn't hear that at all. Let's go to Joe in Port Jefferson. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I absolutely love your show. I just wanted to bring some context to it. The question that Rob was asked when he answered that way was, what can you see from Zach, you know, before you even get to September that's going to show that he improved, like when you get to OTAs? So that's kind of the context of the question. And then there was another clip that you guys haven't played yet where he talks about, like, the work that he's putting in and how he's on tour going and working out with his receivers and how he's absolutely putting in the work. So I don't think that it's as alarming as it's appearing to you guys as you guys are talking about it here today.
All right. I mean, also, listen, you can have your opinion. I don't love my coach talking about my quarterback like that.
Yeah, I would hope that that's not top of mind when you ask the question like that. You know what I mean? Like that I would hope that wasn't something that I was thinking about or that was on my mind.
I mean, I would hope I would hear, wait until you see him this season. You're going to, not, you know, I hope he improves on what he didn't do last season, because that was kind of a concern.
Yeah, or maybe he just didn't say it. Maybe he didn't say it the way that he wanted to.
Maybe not. Listen, the truth is, March 29th will not define Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson will be defined September through January. You'll know he's not going to be able to lie his way through it or cheat his way through it or whatever, you know, or half, you know what, his way through it. His success will be measured on how he is this season on the field.
Well, no, because, I mean, there is something to be said about, you know, when the game, you know, when things start to slow down a little bit, right? You're not so overwhelmed.
Of course. But you would hope year two, you would see quite a bit of that.
Yeah, and that's the expectation, right? Like, I mean, you're learning a new system. BYU is not, I mean, at the same level. Like, all those different things. Your team's not good. So, I mean, there's a lot of thinking going on. When in actuality, I mean, as an athlete, you know, the less thinking, the better. You go out there and play. So maybe that's what he meant, is that now second year in the system, he'll know the playbook, he'll have some, you know, recall of what he saw last year, so things will move faster and he'll be able to, you know, just play free. But I just think with some of the stuff that you saw last year, I was concerned about some of that stuff.
I don't know how you couldn't be. I think Zach Wilson's a big question mark. And maybe he comes out this year and has a great season and that gets put to rest immediately and you know you have your quarterback for the next 15 years. And maybe you don't.
He's super talented. I mean, he's super talented.
No one doubts that. That's not even a question.
Well, someone needs to tell him that. Like, we know. We get it. You showed everyone you're super talented. Now just run the offense. And when plays break down, then you make us look good.
You would say RJ... Let me play CMT with you here. You would say RJ was average bad or horrendous last week in his hosting of CMT?
I'm going to marry horrendous.
Okay.
I'll cuddle bad, and then I'm going to trash average.
So you don't even think he was close to average. All right, RJ, you see what you're working with here.
He put LeBron James in the MVP question.
Yeah, I think LeBron is like 40-1 to win the MVP.
Oh, it was synergy for the question.
Oh, synergy.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a grotesque question. That being said, I mean, the floor is yours.
The Rocky Dennis of questions is what it was.
Wow. You can now take control. You can be the Zach Wilson of CMT. You can own it and make it yours and really rebound after a bad week. So, go ahead.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Cuddle, marry, trash brought to you by the Jack Pocket app.
Ooh.
Alrighty.
Hello.
So, as you're probably following, down in, I believe, Florida, where the NFL owner meetings are, there's some momentum for the NFL overtime rules to actually change this year. So I want to run through the proposals on the table, and you, Cuddle, marry, trash them. So there's a proposal from the Colts and Eagles that would suggest both teams get the ball in overtime, no matter what. Touchdown scored on first possession does not matter. Then there's the Titans, who say that if you score a touchdown on the opening drive, you only end the game if you convert a two-point conversion. And then there's the way it is currently.
Lazy.
All right, so here's my question. If you get the ball, go for two, win the game, if you don't do that, can the other team come back, score the touchdown, and kick the extra point
and
win?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why it's strategic, David.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, I'm going to trash the current system. Right out. Both teams get the ball.
You want that for the regular season, though, too, though?
What, the current system? Or this would be for the regular season or just the postseason?
Well, no, RJ, which one's this for? Because I know one was just mentioned for the postseason.
I think
one
it's
of
for
the
proposals.
No? The one I saw, I thought it was for everything.
For everything?
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Okay.
All right, I'm trashing current. I'm cuddling. Have to go or choosing to go for two.
Soft.
And you know what? You do yours. Soft. I'll do mine. We are a business transaction at this point. I've established that. I will marry both teams get the ball. I like that.
Yeah, business with no tip. All right. The weak answer. I'm going to, I'll marry. You can end the game with the touchdown and the two-point conversion. I'm going to cuddle the current system. And then I'll trash the...
Huddle the current system.
Both teams guaranteed to get the ball. I mean, there's three phases of football, right? Like, stop somebody if you want to touch the football.
Well, then why not marry it then?
Well, because I like the two-point conversion. Well, better than some... It's a strategy involved.
You can't
end
even
it
say
now.
Strategic. You can't say strategic.
Strategic.
You guys are not...
Strategery, whatever you want, all right?
Yeah. You guys are not in a good place. So, and you're definitely not going to be a good place after this. So, we ran through some of Dave's financials earlier. And
loaded.
Some things were disclosed. Among them, Dave does not pay for fantasy baseball because he runs the league.
Right.
Which is absurd.
It's not absurd. Dave, you don't even play fantasy sports. Get out of my pockets.
Dave prefers not to tip, but will sometimes, but prefers not to tip the pizza guy when he picks up the pizza.
Correct. If he delivers it to my home, there's a tip. If I go pick it up, note. But that being said, in the pandemic, I'm tipping my face off.
Okay. And
I hope he rubs those garlic knots down his pants before he gives them to you.
Had some garlic knots over the weekend.
Yeah. All right, you know what? I'm bringing it out now.
I hope it's a balloon.
Here's what I hope happens.
I'm only through two of the three
options.
Here's
what I hope happens. I hope you get into a fender bender.
No.
Oh my God.
Yep. That's what I hope.
What is wrong with you?
Here's what I want. I want you to be in a parking lot. I want you to be ready to back up. You back up. You don't look. Oops, you hit somebody's car. It's your fault. That's what I want.
We'd have to send a Comrex to jail.
This guy's the worst.
Yeah, why do you want that?
There's no worse human being.
Because he's a nasty, evil human being.
Escalates so fast.
That's what you've been sitting on? That was the roll-up sleeves?
That's more. Right. There's other things. He's with that water bottle. Was one of them. This is Hachiavelli, this guy.
And the third option, I'll have to reset all of them because it was at all.
Yeah, I don't even care. Let him play by himself. I mean, he's used to that anyway. I don't want to do this.
Oh,
this is savage.
All right. And the third one was that Dave prefers to tip $2 or less to the parking attendant. So I want you to marry the most egregious one. Dave playing fantasy sports for free, not tipping the pizza guy when he picks up, or a $2 or less tip at the parking garage.
This is an easy one. I'm marrying picking up the pizza, not tipping. I'll cuddle the parking garage.
Aww.
Because he doesn't treat those people nice at all. He's mean, actually.
Mean.
And then I'll trash the him running his own leagues. Shady. I mean, as shady as it is, I'll trash it.
Yeah, I'm not the one who's going to a physical confrontation with an older woman in the parking garage. That'd be you. All right? That would be you. And I didn't realize it at the time. She's never been more right, that
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, who stuck
that
up for me?
Blue-haired
the
woman.
Attendant, didn't he? Because he knows. I take care of him.
All right, I'm not playing this one.
Oh, come okay. on, play. Stop. Would you please?
No, no.
It's okay.
Well, when do we have the ones for Rick?
There's
like,
one
what's
coming.
More embarrassing,
oh,
this,
one
this,
coming
or this? When
do
those make an appearance?
There's one coming.
Yeah, throw more trash onto your couch that you don't pick up.
Is there one that's going to happen with Rick in this current CMT?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll play.
Okay.
You promised me that.
Involves Rick, yes. And you have a chance to make it your own, as you told me.
All right, none of them are embarrassing. They all make perfect sense to me. I can't even make sense out of having to make sense out of them because it makes such perfect sense in each way.
Oh, I'm really confused.
Yeah, as you should be.
I'm dancing around. I'm manipulating
the question is what I'm doing.
Okay. I just said something and now I don't remember what I said.
Right. It's a whirling dervish of CMT.
All right, we move on. We move on. I'm going to leave the Yankees out of this. I think that's growth, but I think we can all agree they're not in this group.
You grew?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, continue.
Listen, don't take your anger out on me.
I don't even know what he's angry about. Maybe you're pre-angry for the car accident.
Stop saying that.
What does he do it?
So,
a fender bender. I didn't ask for anything terrible.
It's still wrong. So which New York team right now is closest to winning the city's next title? Is it your Mets? Is it the Rangers? Ooh. Or is it the Nets?
Oh, man.
That's a nice question.
Dave's up.
Yeah, Dave didn't answer the last one because of the whirling dervish incident.
I mean, I talk circles around you guys with that one.
You talk circles around
oh
yourself.
Oh, my God. That was brilliant. It was like Dershowitz on that. All right, here's what we do. Closest. I'm going to marry the Nets. I'm going to cuddle the Mets.
Aww.
And I'm going to trash the Rangers. Just because I don't think the Rangers can win this year. I think the Nets and Mets can both win championships this season.
I think you're a closet Nets fan is what you are. Closet Nets fan.
So you don't want me to play the game truthfully? You want me just
I'm just happy you're
just
playing.
To cater it towards you.
I can't. I don't know how many more dervishes we can take.
Whirling.
There's a lot. One's enough. I will marry, and again, this is that my heart's playing at this. I'll marry the Mets. And because I'm a man of the people, I'm not afraid to say this. Oh.
Yeah.
I boxed myself in.
Yeah, it's a good job by you.
All right,
man,
I'm the same as Dave.
Your car there. I'm so sorry.
Oh God, this guy is the worst.
You're gonna feel so bad if it
so
happens.
Bad.
No, I won't.
Yes,
why
I'm gonna have to
I?
Walk now. I go half a toe, and I have to walk.
Sorry.
Like Mr. Deeds, my foot is, I guess, half most dead.
So
I guess I'll cuddle. I want to cuddle the hockey so bad, but I just.
It's a good job by you here.
Oh God, shut your face. all right, I will. The hell with it. I'm going to cut. I'll cuddle the. No, I can't. I'll cuddle the Nets. I'll cuddle the Nets, and I'll politely put the Rangers in the trash.
All right. So finally, Dave, here's your chance. More for you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that our friend Rick. Well, my friend, perhaps not yours at the moment. I don't think I ever wished a car accident on a friend. Is
not a real friend. No.
In the final four of host sadness.
Yeah.
The three remaining people that could also win, Michael Kay, Mike Greenberg, and Don LaGreca. Who do you believe is the biggest threat to Rick? So this is basically predicting his outcome. Will he lose this round?
Or does I don't think he loses at all. I think he wins the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confidence there. He's trying to make up for the car accident, though.
No, I've said that. I think you're going to win the whole thing. I'm going to vote for you all along the way. I think your biggest, so I'm marrying the biggest threat.
That's right.
I'll marry Don.
K goes down.
Because not only is Don very popular, actually. Obviously there's a tremendous cheating element that goes along with him.
Old stupid man, get lost.
Oh, my goodness. It's probably.
What?
Well, there'll be a meeting. No, just keep going. Just keep going.
Reveal yourself to me!
I'm just going to read the sponsor now.
No, I'm going to keep playing. I'll press my luck here, Peter. I'm going to marry Don.
That's funny to hear.
I'm going to cuddle Kay. And I will trash Greeny.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.